This is Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Folks, we're going to get back into the time machine today and go back to 1948. That's right, 1948. We'll talk about high school sports. The Viola Lumberjacks, six-man football. They were an undefeated team that year, and a member of that team lives in Viola still today, Rick Lawson, six-man football. Take us back to 1948. How exciting were those times?
It was a very exciting time, that's for, especially since we were had been undefeated, and we were starting to draw pretty good crowds. And I can remember the old, you know, the Viola ballpark, the old ballpark here where they play baseball now, that was made into a football field, and that's where we had our football games. We'd have to go from the high school to the park, and then that's where we had our games. We had some very interesting games over there.
So who were some of the, if you remember that far back, who were some of the schools you played against back in 1948?
We played Cambridge. Sherrard was the one that come down to the final. It was either us or them, and we beat them in the final. We also played, I even think New Windsor, New Windsor at that time had a football team. Media.
See, your memory's better than what you you think it is.
I can remember a few things, yeah.
So tell us, so we see the 11-man game, right? And I know you watched your grandson, Eric, play for the Sherrard Tigers back in the day when he was quarterback and 11-man football, and you probably get at the dinner table with him sometimes and say, listen, boy, you don't know nothing until you see a six-man football game.
That's correct. I also went right on to Western Illinois College, was given a full ride.
Wow.
And I played 11-man football there right off the bat from the six-man.
So
I became captain the first year and the second year, too.
So,
and the second year, I went to varsity.
That's awesome. So when you talk about six-man football and compare it to 11-man football, now we know today here in the modern era, a lot of schools are starting to go back to, are going to go to eight-man football. Some schools in the area going to eight-man.
Yeah.
What are the big differences that you noticed about six-man football? Because I really had never heard of that. You'd play on a 100-yard field. What were some of the differences with a six-man game?
Regular field, what they play on now, same thing. Yeah, there was not much difference, and actually the game was just as tough and just as hard to play. You had to be fast, and you had to hit hard, and all that kind of stuff. You had to really move.
Yeah, there's no question. Six guys on one side of the ball, that's a lot of field to cover for those six guys.
Yeah, they had the passing and everything, just like they do nowadays, but they just less people.
Yeah. So
it was fast and it was tough.
Yeah, so the one thing I learned, too, is you still have a jersey from that 1948 season. Tell us about that. That's a neat collector's item around here. I want to get my hands on that thing.
Well, my son's got it anyhow. Yeah, it's quite a jersey, and it's went through it all. Number 22, and it's kind of rag. It's only rag bag, but you can see, he'll see the numbers and everything on it.
All right, so it's interesting. I think I was told you're 89 years young, and you have a great memory. And it sounds, I know we're doing this over the phone because of COVID-19 and all this stuff, but it sounds like Rick Lawson, to me, sounds like maybe he still could probably play this game. That's how tough of a dude he is, right?
Well, I tell you, it's a real good game, and I love that game. But, of course, now I couldn't even come close to moving. To get that, do that. I used to be pretty fast in them days, but them days are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, reliving some of these memories. And I know when I sit and talk to a guy that went to Viola High School, the Lumberjacks, and then we know through another form of consolidation, you go to Winola, through another form of consolidation, it's now Sherrard. So can you just talk about seeing the changes of school district reorganization and annexation and consolidation and really how that's changed in your lifetime. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We got a lot of grandkids and everything involved in all that stuff, but it's hard to say. Everything seems to be working okay. You're kind of sad to see the old stuff go. You know that.
Yeah.
But it's something we got to work with, and progress has got to keep going. That's all I can say.
Well, and so you stay still pretty active in terms of following the local high school sports scene?
I try to follow them, yes, very much. We used to, when Jane and I was married for several years, we never missed a ball game. In fact, there was one game where our son, Michael, was playing over at the high school, and there was an electrical thunderstorm, and the rain was just pouring down. And we looked around, and what in the hell are we doing here now? There's nobody out there watching but us. So we got up and left. We couldn't understand why we was there and nobody else was watching the game.
Yeah. All right, so as we go back one more, you know, to that 1948 season, you know,
yes.
We're talking about it today here in 2020. And we know how, you know, these interscholastic teams, these high school teams, are so important to community and this following and people, you know, you can say getting on the bandwagon or whatever. How much do you remember that of people really, the people of the community really getting behind the team and saying, man, we want to come out and watch this Viola Lumberjack team in 1948. They're a must-see team. We need to get out and see them. You still remember that vividly back in those days?
Yeah, I can remember. What I can remember is this, basically, our final ball game, like I told you, against Girard, and this football field that they made over here at the Viola Park. It was here at Viola, the game was, the final game. And there was 1,000, they're telling me, I don't know. They're telling me there was 1,000 people there watching the game. So that's all I can say.
They wanted to come see Rick Lawson play, right?
Well, I don't know who they wanted to see, but they wanted to see the final game anyhow.
Yeah. And you see the equipment of today, right?
Yeah.
That's why you can tell your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids, you ain't tough. I play without that. How many bloody noses did you get in your career? Did you probably lose count of that?
I lost count of that. I remember getting hit in the head pretty often. To this day, I believe I was hit in the head too many times, and I guess, yeah, but anyhow.
Well, hey, it's been great visiting with you about the 1948 Viola Lumberjacks, Rick Lawson. I want to see that jersey sometime. Thank you very much for helping us out today.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.